Well, like most people, my background was very ordinary. I had a mother and father and a younger brother and sister. In the middle of secondary school, my cousin invited me to a youth camp. What he didn't tell me was that this was a Christian youth camp. In the evenings, we'd gather in a large tent and they'd sing some songs and somebody would tell their story about how they became a Christian. Now, all this fascinated me. And they made it very clear you could not only know about God, but you could actually know him personally. And we talked and we prayed. I offered my life to Christ, went back home. I have to say that was the most amazing day of my life. He not only forgave me for wrongdoing, but he put his spirit within me, like millions of others around the world. And as a result of that, my life has been completely different. And then when I was nearly 18, I borrowed a friend's motorbike, which got a puncture. And it left the road, clipped the curb. I went over the handlebars, hit my head on a brick pillar, pretty much broke, fractured every bone in my body, blinded my left eye. My parents were sent home that evening saying that your son has no chance of coming home alive. And probably for the first time in their lives, they really prayed. When I came out of that experience, I joined a local evangelical church. I wanted to know about the Bible, what it means to be a follower of Christ. And then, about 40 years ago, a few folk began to meet in my home, and we discovered a sort of the New Testament root of Christianity, which was commitment to one another, not to the denomination. And so this group began to grow and grow and grow until eventually this group actually numbered over many years 600 people, not in our home, of course. Now, here I am, 66, and I look back to my wife, my three sons, who've all got faith and live by that faith to some greater or lesser degree. Sometimes I do reflect on how life would have been without God and without Christ, and I don't think it would have been a happy story. I was confused about many things in my life as a teenager. I could have gone down many routes. But when I look back, all I know is that Christ not only brings forgiveness, which is very important, cleansing from the past, which is also important, but he just helps you live better. And we all suffer losses, bereavements. We give our hearts away and then find that we're taken advantage of. This is life. But God provides us with grace, mercy, an opportunity to forgive people, sometimes forgive ourselves, and as a result of that, live a life that's more whole, more healthy, more useful, and more of a blessing to those around us.